BBC News, I'm John Shea. In Ukraine, seven regions are experiencing emergency blackouts after a wave of Russian missile strikes. Thermal and hydro power plants in central and western Ukraine were hit on Thursday night. President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that such attacks could lead to an ecological disaster and has again urged Ukraine's allies to send more air defence systems and missiles to protect cities. Our Eastern Europe correspondent Sarah Rainsford sent this report from northeast Ukraine.
Here in Kharkiv in the north, it is a week since the biggest ever attack on the energy system. Parts of this city are still without power for up to 6 hours a day. Cafes and small businesses can operate on generators, but industry is struggling. Speaking to the BBC, the mayor described the damage as very serious and suggested it will take at least 2 months to restore full power supply. That's only if nothing else is hit in the meantime. But there are now multiple air alerts every day, often lasting for several hours.
The Prime Minister of Poland, Donald Tusk, has warned that Europe is now in what he called a pre-war era. Mr. Tusk said the continent had not faced such uncertainty since 1945. He said nobody on the continent would feel safe if Russia defeated Ukraine. His warning echoes those of the neighbouring Baltic states. The Polish Foreign Minister, Radek Sikorski, says he's recently visited the US to try to lift a bloc on approving more funding for Kyiv.
I was trying to persuade the American public and the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives that the cost of deterring Putin after he conquers Ukraine will be much higher, because he would do to Ukraine what he's done to Donbas, which is to take the resources, both industrial and human, and use them against us. So it's better to help Ukraine now.
Relatives of an 8-year-old girl who was murdered in southern Mexico have joined residents of the town of Taxco to protest against the police and demand justice for the victim. The case has caused outrage in Mexico, which has one of the world's highest rates of violence against women. Our America's regional editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
Camila Gomez disappeared on Wednesday after entering a neighbour's house in the southern Mexican town of Taxco to use a swimming pool. Her mother went to the police a few hours later after receiving phone messages demanding a ransom to free her. She says she gave the police images from the security camera of another neighbour showing the house where the girl was, but they ignored her pleas to act. Camila's body was found on a local road on Thursday. Residents then attacked the three suspect killers, a woman who died in hospital and two men who survived the beating. The town's Good Friday religious procession was called off.
World News from the BBC. Counter-terrorism police in London are investigating the stabbing of a Persian-language television presenter. Puria Zerati works for Iran International, a news channel which is critical of the Iranian authorities. He was stabbed in the leg outside his home. He's said to be in a stable condition in hospital. Police say it's not clear why the journalist was attacked, and they're keeping an open mind about the motive. Thousands of protesters in the Jordanian capital Amman have taken part in a sixth evening of protests in support of Palestinians in Gaza. The crowds again gathered near the Israeli embassy. They demanded that the mission be closed and denounced the peace treaty between Jordan and Israel, which was signed 3 decades ago. Poland's conservative president Andrzej Duda has vetoed a bill to restore access to the morning after emergency contraceptive pill without a prescription. The government had approved a draft law to enable people aged 15 and over to get the pill over the counter. Our Warsaw correspondent is Adam Easton.
A devout Catholic, Mr. Duda is a political ally of the previous Law and Justice government that tightened the law to make the emergency contraceptive pills available only on prescription. The country's new coalition government does not have enough seats in Parliament to overturn Mr. Duda's veto. But Health Minister Isabella Leszczyna said this week, should the president exercise his veto right, the government would allow pharmacists themselves to issue a prescription when selling the pills and waive the requirement for women to go to a doctor to get one.
The Transport Department in Alaska is to carry out tests to see if a robot about the size of a Labrador can deter migratory birds from an airport in the US state. The four-legged machine will be programmed to mimic a predator prowling around the runway at Fairbanks Airport. The experiment will also see how larger animals such as bears respond to its hourly patrols. BBC News.